Good morning and welcome back in on The Point. Thank you for being with us here on a Tuesday morning. It is great to have you on board as we move through yet another week and get you closer to the holidays, get you closer to New Year's, and next thing you know, we'll be already talking about Valentine's Day. That's how fast things seem to be going around these parts. So time's flying for sure. All right. We are moving along, though, and we are ready to continue at 8:35. As always, it's time for our Positive Points on Aging, and that is where we welcome in our good friends from over at Oakleaf Village, whether it's Marsha and or Karen. Today, it is just Karen, and she came bearing gifts, so that was very kind of her to bring Brian the Beauberry Biscuits.
You should at least tell me you're going on a diet ahead of time.
Oh, it's okay. It doesn't, when I'm on it, nothing phases me. It doesn't bother me at all. Brian can eat that right in front of me. It's not going to bother me a bit.
Well, that's
so
good.
Yeah, no, I'm, when, yeah, and he says, oh, I will. Don't worry, I'm not worried about it. I'm fine. When I'm on it, I'm great. When I'm not on it, I am, I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm dangerous. So anyway, which is actually kind of ties into what we're talking about today, because I get hangry.
Yeah, a lot and of people get angry.
Yeah, people have a lot of anger and things like that, and you got to be careful about your anger.
Yes.
When it comes to controlling it, especially with our loved ones, and especially when you take a step back and realize it's not their fault for some of the things that are making you angry.
Right, and this time of year, we talked about it a few weeks ago, is very stressful for some people. And if you're trying to take care of somebody with dementia, it can be even worse. And you don't think about it, and you don't realize what's going on. But I will tell you, the reason I thought about this topic this week is because I've seen it at work a couple of times lately, that spouses particularly, but even children, they'll snap at their parents or they'll snap at their loved ones, and they won't realize they're doing it. And they really would not normally do it. But this is not necessarily the best time of year for some people.
It is not.
You know, we are in a society where everybody thinks we should be in a Hallmark movie. And I don't care what your religion is. Everybody has to watch those stupid movies. And we're not perfect. Packages are not wrapped perfectly every time. The turkey does not look great every time you pull it out of the oven. Things are not perfect. You don't decorate perfectly every time. And we need to stop putting the bar so high, because then when you do have the messy situations of life, it's really hard on people. And stress will kill you, as we have just gotten through talking about a minute ago. People tend to overeat. People tend to overdrink. They just get snappy. So when you're taking care of somebody, whether they have dementia or whether they have cancer, which you were talking about earlier this morning,
right?
Whatever it is that you're having to take care of them for, please remember to pay attention to what's going on. Things are out of your control. You have to accept that. I'm a control freak. And it's really hard for me to say, I can't fix this. Somehow I'm going to try to fix it, and it's going to kill me in the process. Sometimes you have to just take a step back and go, I can't control this. This is an illness. This person has a disease that causes them to not think the way that they normally would,
right,
to not process the way they normally would. And I have to step back and remember that. Sometimes that's very difficult to do.
Especially if you're seeing behaviors change that you're not used to or you're not expecting. And all of a sudden, someone that's acted this way starts acting and taking a different path and acting differently. And you're not emotionally prepared for that. You want to lash out at that person. And that's not appropriate, because their brain, their chemicals, things have changed. Whatever's going on up there, believe me.
Medications will do it to you.
I was going
to
say, there's so many things, so many factors that could impact that. It's just not their fault. That's the first and really number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, top five things you need to remember. It's not their fault.
And they don't want it that way.
Of course not.
They don't want it. And one of the things that I've seen a lot lately, pride. Pride's a wonderful thing to have if used correctly and not doesn't overwhelm your life. I have seen spouses get very upset because their loved one is not dressing the way they used to dress.
Right.
They may be wearing clothes that are dirty or wearing the same outfits all the time. Maybe their loved one was the one that took care of the banking and the checking accounts and the credit card payments and all those things, and now they can't do that, and they get angry at them. or they're embarrassed to take them out because they're wearing the same outfit they wore yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, they can't help that.
Right.
And your pride is getting in the way. And if you're snapping at that person or being ugly to that person because they have on the same shirt they had on yesterday, try a different approach. Try taking that shirt away from them the night before so they can't wear it again, and that pulling out something different for them. You may have to step in and help because that's all they can do.
Right.
You know, but your pride cannot let you get argumentative with them. I'm sorry that your loved one doesn't look the way they used to and doesn't wear makeup like they used to or doesn't wear the pressed clothes like they used to, the suits and the ties, but that's where they are in their journey right now. So please try to learn to accept that and not yell at them and not get angry at them.
And again, the adjustment period is really challenging for people. I mean, you have to adjust to that person, and then you have to adjust to yourself.
That's a good point.
You really do. You have to make some adjustments yourself. It's going to mean you didn't ask for something to change your behaviors.
Correct.
You didn't ask for the circumstances to change. You have every reason in the world to feel bitterness. You just can't take it out on that person.
And that's really easy for us to sit here and say.
Right.
But there are things to do to help that, and we'll talk about in the next part of the conversation.
Right.
But just remember that unrealistic expectations are very dangerous. You know, if your loved one has an illness, they may not be able to perform the way you want them to. They may not feel like going to all the Christmas parties that you wanted them to go to because they just don't feel good.
Right.
Stuff happens, and so you have to be willing to be flexible to go along with the flow, basically.
Sure, sure.
Role reversal. That becomes a big resentment. If, you know, your wife has always cooked dinner and now she's not capable of cooking dinner, that can tick somebody off. I know, honestly, in my house, Phil cooks, and we all joke about the fact that I don't cook very well.
Mm-hmm.
And when he doesn't feel like cooking, like when he had all the surgeries,
right,
I kind of get a little obnoxious.
I'm
just going to say, it makes me angry sometimes. Like, why can't you stand up here and cook? I don't do this.
Right. And you've been conditioned and certain expectations, and you get used to habits and patterns. And, hey, wait, this is one of the things I love the most about you, and now you're taking it away from me. So
exactly.
You're not just taking it away from yourself. You've also taken something away from me.
Correct.
Yeah.
So look for signs. What are some of the signs of getting angry and getting frustrated with your loved one? Are your muscles getting tense? Do you find yourself clenching your fist and you don't even realize it? Look down at your hands, because that's a really good sign. Sometimes you'll find yourself holding on to a table
gripping
too tight.
Yes.
And gripping,
yeah.
And you don't realize it. Or your jaw. If you can't smile, if your jaw's too tight and you're just gritting your teeth,
right,
then something's bothering you there.
Sure, sure.
Shortness of breath. You start breathing a little heavily because you know that you're getting angry.
Right.
Watch for the signs. Are you sweating? You know, we laugh about people turning red when they get angry, but it does happen.
Oh, your blood pressure goes up, and next thing you know, you might be sweating in 40-degree weather.
But, right, and are you having heart palpitations?
Yeah, sure.
Are you getting loud? When you start getting louder, you realize, you know, and I know that when you have an argument with the person, you tend to get louder.
Sure, yeah, that's just human nature.
Yeah, so then you got to think about ways that you usually express your anger. Do you start yelling? Do you start talking over the person? Do you start getting aggressive towards them and saying, well, you're just an idiot, or why are you doing these stupid things? And if you start getting that way, back off. You have to take a deep breath and back off. Are you a passive aggressive person? And to those of you who are, I'm sorry, but I can't stand you. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's really hard to deal with passive aggressive people. It is a thing that you people do, but it does sort of talk down to people when you're passive aggressive. And then you just kind of go, well, that's fine. Well, everybody knows it's not fine.
No, of course, yeah.
And so don't be that way.
No, that's, again, it's a two-way street, obviously. The one thing you have to remember is no matter what the person who is ill is doing, I'm not saying that they get a free pass to everything, but at the same time, if things have changed and it's not their control, then you got to show some grace.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll come right back after the Fox Business Report. Stick around.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Textron shares are rallying. The U.S. Army has awarded a major contract to Textron's Bell unit. The company will produce technology that will replace the Black Hawk utility helicopter. The Army is looking to retire more than 2,000 of the copters built by Sikorsky since the 1970s. Shares of software company GitLab are sharply higher in pre-market trading after its earnings top forecasts. PepsiCo is planning to cut hundreds of jobs at its headquarters in North America. The Wall Street Journal says positions are being eliminated in Purchase, New York, Chicago, and Plano, Texas. And Tyson Foods will give bonuses to more than 90,000 U.S. hourly team members. The payouts will range from $300 to $700. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
This holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us with their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation will deliver mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. Bring hope to heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
Open enrollment. It can be a confusing, frustrating time, but it doesn't have to be. You're seeing celebs doing TV ads, billboards everywhere. You're inundated. At Medicare Blueprint, they help with Mom's Medicare plan. I called them, gave them the basics on Mom and her meds. They did everything else. Tim and his team do this full-time, year-round. If you call them, they talk to you. They take you through the whole process. Nothing outsourced. They do the work. A local number, a local guy. Medicare Blueprint doesn't work for the insurance companies. They work for you. Tim knows this industry. He's been advocating for people like us for a long time. Go to his website, MedicareBlueprint.com. Look at the testimonials from people all over the Midlands. If Tim can help you, he will. If he can't help you today and thinks you're already in a better plan than he can find for you, he'll tell you because it's the right thing to do. Next time around, you'll remember his honesty. You'll call him when you need his help again. MedicareBlueprint.com or give him a call. 803-708-7398. That's 708-7398 for Medicare Blueprint.
What's better than a Christmas tree lighting party? How about a birthday party at the same time? Come to the town of Irmo on Tuesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. for the Irmo Christmas tree lighting and Irmo's 132nd birthday. Celebrate with hot cocoa, cookies, cupcakes, and pizza. Bring your camera to get pictures with Santa. There's face painting and entertainment too. Irmo's 132nd birthday and the town Christmas tree lighting. Moving Irmo forward, Tuesday, December 6th at Irmo Town Park.
Sonic has something delicious for you. Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Indulge in the all-new Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger with creamy steak seasoned butter and crispy bacon, stacked on a 100% pure beef patty with two slices of melty American cheese and grilled onions, layered between a warm bakery bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger.
Mmm, Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Back with Travis Bedson, the owner of CNT Foundations. Seeing cracks in your foundation walls or have sticking doors and windows? Listen up.
Homeowners, these problems won't just go away. You need professional help, not a professional salesman. At CNT Foundations, we're real, local, general contractors that provide solutions that last a lifetime.
Call 803-805-8044. CNT Foundations, your foundation experts.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and I've got a great gift idea that requires zero shopping, the gift of college savings. Future Scholar South Carolina's 529 College Savings Plan makes it easy. Grandparents, friends, and family can all contribute to a Future Scholar account and know that they're providing a gift that will last a lifetime. If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look no further. Learn more about the smart, easy way to save and give this holiday season at FutureScholar.com.
Point A to Point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina. hearing accidents heading onto I-77 northbound, mile marker 5. That one's close to that Bluff Road exit. Still slow on Elmwood. That one's at Sumter Street. Broad River Road at Dothan. Two Notch at Fontaine Road. Injuries Lexington County on Corley Mill near River Bluff High School. Jay's Corner Restaurant and Bar on the corner of Bluff Road and Rosewood. Great stadium view, indoor and outdoor seating. Featuring the Mac and Cheese Bar, Jay's Corner Restaurant and Bar. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio,
it's Kevin Cohen.
Got about 9 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, just a reminder to you, it'll be Your Way Home with John and Erica. They're coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll look forward to that. But right now, we are continuing our visit with Karen Pickard. She is with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We talk every single Tuesday from 8:30 until 9 o'clock. It's Positive Points on Aging. And we get some great information from both Marcia and Karen when they come in to talk with us. And today we're focusing on anger. We're focusing on anger of the caregiver, especially, and how to deal with it and what causes it and when it does happen. And it's going to happen. I don't care. You could be a saint. It's going to happen. When someone you love changes right in front of your very eyes and all of a sudden everything you've known is not the same, there's going to be some frustration and anger.
Certainly.
Especially as it impacts you. And all of a sudden, you go from not having to do things to having to do a lot more, from not having to pick up to having to pick up and do all kinds of stuff. There's going to be some animosity, some resentment, some anger, and how you deal with it is critical.
And it sounds like a kind of a Debbie Downer sort of conversation today, but the reality is this is a very stressful time of year. And I don't like to think that people are in a position that they don't know what to do, that they're afraid they may hurt a loved one. We talk about child abuse. We talk about all these other kinds of things. But elder abuse is a real problem, and it oftentimes is a loved one just striking out in anger towards somebody that they would never have done that to.
Yeah, and again, I can't stress enough that if you take a step back and you take away your own emotion for one moment and just take a step back and ask yourself, okay, what's changed here? Did she really change, or did he really change,
right,
or did the circumstances around the person I love change? Did the disease enter into the equation?
Right.
Did something come into it that is having an impact on your loved one that's really not their fault? You've got to be able to work that into your equation.
You have to, and you have to remember that, and we've talked about this before, sometimes if you can do this, remember it's a blessing to be able to take care of these people.
Right.
They put their whole trust in you. And so you want to honor that trust. But reality is we all get stressed. So what do you do? You know, if you find yourself in a very stressful situation, your spouse has repeated the same question 15 times in the last 10 minutes, and you're really tired of hearing it, and you can't do it anymore, and you've answered every way you possibly can, and you've tried to redirect, and you've done all the things the books have said, what do you do?
Right.
You know, where do you go at that point? Sometimes you just have to say, excuse me, I have to walk away for a minute, and go outside. Take a deep breath. Try to take 5 seconds to yourself to just readjust your position.
Sure.
In your brain. Because you really have to remember that you have to be mindful of the situation. And maybe, what is it that triggers you?
Right.
What is it that really ticks you off? Is it the dirty clothes? Is it because the person's not the same person they used to be? Is it because the questions keep coming back and it's the same question? You know, is it because they follow you around the house all the time because they're worried and afraid, and you just want 5 minutes of peace and quiet? What
Sure.
is it that's going to trigger you? And if you see that happening, is there somebody you can call?
Right.
You know, the Alzheimer's Association has people you can call. There's an organization in town called the Caregivers Coalition of the Midlands. They mm-hmm. have people you can call. Call Oakleaf. We'll talk you down. I mean, Marcia
sure.
and I are great at that. There are support groups, Lisa's Care Connection. There's so many places you can go to find somebody to talk to quickly, just to talk yourself down and to get a breather. That's sometimes all you need, is somebody to help. Call your neighbor. surely you have neighbors that know what's going on. And if you don't, then you need to find somebody who's close by that can help you.
Right. And again, there is always someone. That's the thing. You're never alone.
No.
I promise you, you're never alone. If you think you're the only one that's going through what you're going through, I promise you there are other people who completely understand. That's why you've got caregiving groups and things like that and all kinds of stuff that you guys work on over at Oakley Village. But, I mean, again, you're never alone. If you're strong enough, believe it or not, I use this term, if you're strong enough to ask for help,
that's true,
then there is help. But you got to be strong enough to ask for it.
You really do. And
it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Absolutely not a sign of weakness. And sometimes people do have to hit rock bottom before they can ask for help. But the reality is, you're right. It takes strength to pick up a phone and say, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm afraid I might hurt this person.
Sure, sure.
Nobody's going to judge you. They'd rather you call and say, I need help, than have something bad happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, there's all kinds of coping mechanisms that you can follow to deal with it. But yeah, I don't care what you do. You gotta be able to take a step back.
You really do. And you need to, but again, go back to knowing what's going to trigger your emotions. Try to keep yourself out of that position. And if it starts to happen, then start reaching out. And, you can get people to help you. And sometimes it's just nothing more than doing some exercise. Say, call somebody and say, I need to walk around the block for 30 minutes. Can you come sit with my wife, my spouse, my whatever, for 30 minutes?
Right.
And let me just go walk around the block.
I promise you, one of your neighbors that knows what's going on is going to be happy to do something like that. I mean, again, chances are if you've got somebody that is getting up there in age, you've lived in the same house for quite some time, your neighbors know you, they know you're good people, they know what you're going through. You call your neighbor from across the cul-de-sac and say, listen, I got to go clear my brain for a few minutes. Is there any way you can come sit with so-and-so? And they're going to drop what they're doing in a second because they've said to you many times to this point, hey, if there's anything we can do,
you're
finally
do
letting them help. Yeah. Believe me, they're going to help you. Someone's going to help you.
And people want to. And that is a gift you could give to somebody else, is letting them help you. They tell you, you feel bad about it, but really people don't ask unless they really want to help. Yeah.
Now, speaking of gifts to give to somebody else.
There you go. Jump in.
That's our segue. Cards for Cops is going on right now. We started this just a couple days ago, and it's going to go through the 15th. This all started because the Richland County Council decided to give themselves really nice raises while Sheriff Lott saw over 70 of his deputies leave the department because they can't afford to live on the salary that they're getting. So we decided to do a little something about it directly ourselves and say, for this holiday season, why can't we help a little bit with these families of these cops? And so Cards for Cops was created, and this is your chance to go to the website, which is local, cardsforcops.org. That's cards, F-O-R, cops, .org, and make a donation to this with a contribution. $25, $50, whatever you can do would be wonderful. You can drop gift cards off at Oakley Village in Lexington. You can drop gift cards off here at The Point. You can drop them off at Merrill Gardens in downtown on Gregg Street, or even at the Real Estate School of South Carolina with our friend Melissa Sprouse Brown. She's helping also. So please go to Cards for Cops. Help out our local law enforcement and make a donation there to make sure that they can put some nice things into the stockings for their children. Help them out with gift cards from restaurants or Visa, MasterCards, whatever it is, something for the cops, because they're not getting it on their own and they're not getting it from their employers at Richland County. So help us out, cardsforcops.org, and make a positive donation. It is not going well, the donations. We're not seeing a lot of it.
No, that's what Marcia said. We're not seeing much.
Yeah, we're not seeing much. And I know everybody's asking for money this time of year, and inflation stinks right now. But if you've got anything extra that you want to give back, what better to do than to give back to our first responders and our law enforcement, who are the ones who every single day when they leave their homes, they don't know if they're coming home or not.
That's right. Even
really
a $5 gift card to Starbucks is nice.
You betcha.
Anything will do.
Cardsforcops.org.
And you can call us at Oakley Village if you want more information. That's 803-808-3477, or email us at oakleyvillagelexington.com.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev, reminding you that today at 4:20 this afternoon, Vice President Mike Pence calling in. So we'll look forward to hearing from him, and we'll look forward to hearing from you a little later on at The Point.
Mornings.
with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com.